I'm Nigel Hartley. I'm the CEO of Earl Mountbatten Hospice.
Lovely. Thank you, Nigel. Now, you were in fairly recently talking about sort of a vision for the hospice, mm-hmm. and making it more open, offering more than it did do, and perhaps not necessarily associating it with just somewhere for people to mm-hmm. die. And,
that's right.
And those plans are building momentum. Tell us where we're at with that.
Yeah, well, it's important to move quickly with some of these things. So we want to make a real difference as quickly as possible. You know, one of our problems is most people out there are afraid of coming to the hospice. There are some people on the island that don't know it exists, and there are some people who don't know where it is. So we really want to change all of that. And I suppose we want to change it for a number of reasons. We want people to come into the hospice, not just to see that it's quite a nice environment and it's okay, but we want to really challenge people's attitudes and perceptions of who we are and what we do. And, you know, it's not good enough after 50 years of the modern hospice movement for people to still be afraid of them and to not actually want to go there. You know, we've got a lot of people who come to us saying, oh, I wish I'd come and seen it sooner. And that's really our motivation, is to get people out there to come to the hospice when they're well, so they can see that actually it's a good place, it's a nice place to come, and that actually people can come and create some good memories there.
So specifically, what sort of things are you introducing at the facility mm-hmm. to get more people to come in?
Yeah, so we've started some things very gently. So at the moment, people might not realise, but every Sunday we offer a Sunday lunch. It's $7.95 for a three-course lunch. Come to the JCC Cafe. And people are starting to come. So we want to begin to advertise that a lot more openly to get more and more people coming along. What we find is those kinds of events attract a number of different kinds of people. So, for instance, a lot of older people who might be on their own, who've got nowhere to go. You know, why shouldn't coming to the hospice be the place that they come to and meet other people and keep their social life, if you like, alive and well? So that's one thing. In September, the first Thursday of September, we're starting a monthly concert series. So it'll be the first Thursday evening of every month. We've got some really good music lined up, some jazz musicians, some gypsy music, some classical music, some choir music, all that kind of thing. Every first Thursday of the month going to be open for people to come along. Tickets for that are going to be around £10, but people get good wine and canapes and, again, can come and enjoy themselves. And that will be alongside patients and families who are using our services, as well as staff and volunteers. We're also starting a monthly series of art exhibitions. So we've designated an area of the hospice as an art gallery. And local artists, we're encouraging them to come and book in. And next year is almost full up already with regard to artists wanting to show their work there.
I mean, it's such an impressive venue, really. Mm-hmm. And not just the inside space, but the outside space. And, of course, mm-hmm. there's the play area that's there yep. now for children.
That's right.
With the work that's been done with Kissy Puppy. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Chelsea Gardens coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
So not just certainly with what you're looking to offer inside, but mm-hmm. it's a really lovely setting to come and enjoy too.
Yeah, absolutely. And the gardens are really important to us. So as you say, we have the Sophie Rolfe Garden, the Children's Garden, which is more and more used. But the Chelsea Garden will also come in September, and we want people to come and enjoy that. It's going to be, you know, I've said before, it's a garden for the island. The hospice is owned by the island. It's not my hospice. It belongs to everyone else. We want people to come and just feel at ease there because we think it's really going to make a difference to people's view of death and dying in the future.
And we're just out of July, so that means Go Yellow Month, as it's mm-hmm. been extended now, has mm-hmm. just finished.
Yep.
How did that go, Jim?
Yeah, some great stories of people doing all kinds of things for us to raise awareness and to raise money. We had the Barton Manor event during that month where we raised just over £9,000 at that event, which was fantastic. Walk the White at the moment is around £185,000 income, and we still have quite a few months to go before all that money comes in. So, you know, it's looking good at the current time. And, you know, we want to develop our relationship with people in a good way to make sure the hospice is there for the future.
Absolutely. Nigel Hartley, for now, thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome.